Many parents may have grown accustomed to children saying yes to sugar-rich orange soda, but no to real oranges. Dallas School nutritionist Jennifer DeHoag says getting kids to try fresh produce can be tough.
That it actually takes about 8 to 12 times of a child trying a food before they'll eat it.
It's lunchtime at Dallas's Bowie Elementary School. Today's free lunch includes not just chicken breast, milk, bread, a little fruit, and a bag of chips, but sections of Cara-Cara oranges soaked in lemon juice and sprinkled with cinnamon.
It's very good. It's really new for us because we just normally just taste the orange by itself.
11-year-old Eric Gonzalez at least knows oranges come from trees because he's seen them at his grandmother's in Mexico.
I never knew that oranges like grew in Texas. I thought it grew like in other states.
A new Dallas school program called Tasty Teasers introduces kids to Texas fruits and vegetables that are healthy, affordable, and nutrient-rich. DeHoag says Bowie is one of three Dallas schools launching it.
When kids learn where their food comes from, how it's grown, they're more likely to eat that. And it's amazing to see the kids' reaction when they're trying new things, they're learning how it grows.
And they're taught what's best to eat. Students like 9-year-old fourth grader Abigail Gonzalez learn about go foods and slow and whoa foods.
Go foods are like ones that will make you like just get energy, because energy is like good for you.
Today's fresh orange slices are go foods. Slow foods like applesauce are a little more processed and a step down on the preference list. At the bottom are whoa foods like apple pie, candy, or salty snacks. Bowie's longtime phys ed teacher, Sharon Foster, says her students learn the difference.
So that is incorporated at home with their parents, because they come in and tell me, the coach, we went to the grocery store and we bought milk instead of soda.
Foster also says this program and other nutritional changes in Dallas schools pay off in lowering childhood obesity. A similar program called Sample Something New was launched in Irving last fall. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.